Like Effect Weekend continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. The Green Bay Packers season begins with a Sunday afternoon struggle against the San Francisco 49ers, but the struggle is a different one for players who have sustained head injuries. The National Football League last week settled a lawsuit with former players who sustained brain injuries during their careers, but another group of four players filed a new lawsuit this week claiming the league and a helmet manufacturer hid the true dangers of brain injury. The NFL points to proactive measures it says it is taking to protect players today. One of those is a partnership, the Head Health Initiative, with the Milwaukee area's GE Healthcare. It provides funding for developing the next generation of MRI devices, which could make diagnosing brain injuries easier. Baldev Aluwalia is the premium segment manager in MRI for GE Healthcare. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Mitch. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
What is the ultimate aim of this partnership that the GE has entered into with the NFL?
Well, Mitch, it has multiple goals. The first goal is to improve our understanding and education of traumatic brain injury and make sure we can better understand how it's diagnosed and what the prognosis would be. The second one is to understand what technologies could be better used to better detect traumatic brain injury. And the third one is product development, taking our understanding and learning from both clinical research and development and product development and apply that into products and make it available in the marketplace.
Where does the technology currently stand? What's the weak point that you're seeking to address that can make things better?
It's a very interesting question. You know, MR is an incredibly sensitive tool today. It is probably one of the most sensitive tools to evaluate and look at the brain. It is also one of the later stages or tools used in the diagnosis or determine what treatment should be used for a patient. And in specific to traumatic brain injury, it is also a tool that's used, but it's not, I believe, has the resolution or capabilities that's needed today to do a better evaluation of somebody who may be concussed or who've had a traumatic brain injury.
Well, and let's take a step even further back than that. We talk about MRI. It stands for magnetic resonance imaging. But what exactly is it? In a nutshell, how does it work?
Well, an MRI, as you said, magnetic resonance imaging, uses a very strong magnetic field and radio waves to look at really the distribution of water in the tissue, how the water or protons specifically is bound to different types of tissue, white matter, gray matter, fat, cerebrospinal fluid in your blood, and look how that changes over different parameters. So they're typically in an MRI exam when you may go in the brain, a physician will maybe prescribe five or six different ways of looking at the brain, and they'll use those five or six different methods of looking at the brain to put together a puzzle to determine what the issue may be. Sometimes they'll do an acquisition which is very sensitive to blood, sometimes an acquisition which is very sensitive to white matter or gray matter in the brain, and they'll compose a picture to determine what the diagnosis would be.
So when you're talking about being able to improve the resolution in order to achieve stronger results, what are we able to see today and what might we be able to see given this partnership and further developments in the field?
Well, today we can see many impressive things. We can see stroke incredibly well. We can see how the brain is perfused with blood very well. We can see anatomical changes well. But what we don't understand clearly is all the things that may change specifically with concussion, what's the rate of change, and how sensitive does the device need to be so that we can accurately monitor that change over time. In preparation for this meeting, you highlighted functional magnetic resonance imaging. And that is a very exquisite tool and a very sensitive tool for looking at changes and minute changes in blood flow based on, activation of areas parts of the brain. That is one tool today that we will be advancing to improve the diagnostic or prognostic capabilities of an MRI scanner to evaluate traumatic brain injury. The other ones are, things like microbleeds. Depending upon the level of impact or the type of concussion, you can have very small microbleeds. It is felt, I should say, that there can be small microbleeds based upon the severity of the concussion. And if there are microbleeds, it may take you longer to recover. We had a medical advisory board in May of this year, and the medical advisory board was made up of people from the NCAA, the NFL medical advisories, the Department of Defense, good partners of General Electric. And what it is product development is a team sport. And this is not something that we can do alone. We need really good partners and partners across multiple facets. One of those critical goals, as at the beginning, is understand and improve our understanding and education of how MR may be applied to evaluate and improve traumatic brain injury. And that's the part of the medical advisory board. They're collaborators with us, and they help us understand where else we should look and improve the capabilities of the scanner to then migrate what should go into product and why.
we think about the number of people, I mean, the very high-profile people who are dealing with traumatic brain injury are often NFL players, other sports as well. Is one of the roles that the NFL is going to be playing in this partnership, are they providing you with athletes who are in need of this kind of diagnosis?
No, they're not providing athletes in need of the diagnosis. That is specifically the responsibility of the research and development is General Electric. It's a partnership with the NFL to help us understand what might be best applied in their realm. But the goals here is not specific to the NFL. The goal for General Electric is to improve the capabilities for anybody who may need the technology, whether that be, you know, my son when he's out riding his bike or a car accident on the playing field at the Department of Defense. It's very much a very broad spectrum. It's not a focused solution that we're looking for.
How much of what needs to be done is technology that may already exist in its infancy and needs the funding to scale up? And how much of this is about technology that does not even exist yet?
It's a bit of both. There is technology that we have today in-house. Coming from a research and development background, technology only has a benefit when you put it in the hands of a clinician. It's one thing to have it running as a prototype at an evaluation site, but it only has the significant positive impact when you move it to the hands of a clinician and they get to use it every day or in the cases that they have. So there's technology that we have today that I believe can have an important factor in improving the ability to diagnose and prognose traumatic brain injury. There's other ones we don't know yet. So one of the great parts of my role is that I get to work with some incredibly smart people and develop impressive tools. As I said, this is a team sport, and there's a lot of things we don't know. But I think there are things that in the MRI scanner today that can improve our capabilities or a physician's capabilities of diagnosing traumatic brain injury. If you go for a routine neurologic MRI exam today, it is not optimized to evaluate. I don't believe, I should say, it's optimized to evaluate traumatic brain injury. I think there's a lot of things that we need to do to improve those capabilities and the sensitivity of the device to what we expect may be changing in the brain.
If your child was injured, had a head injury, how confident would you be that the MRI that they get when they're taken to the doctor the next day is able to detect, you know, the severity of what's wrong with them?
I think it's also why you have tertiary care centers and more outpatient facilities. You know, in those situations, you want to take them to the best facility that is available to you and trust the physicians that you have. And I would trust that they have the capabilities, and they would have the capabilities to understand what best to do.
Is the objective to have equipment then that could exist at any given football stadium or in many, many, many more hospitals so that an athlete who is injured or whoever who is injured has access to this, or is this still going to be the kind of thing that will exist primarily at say, trauma centers?
No, I think this is key technology that will become available to a broad spectrum of facilities. And when I say facilities, I mean healthcare providers. And it's not going to be solely to trauma centers because the follow-up from traumatic brain injury is not necessarily days or weeks. It is years in some situations. And the technology is available, I believe, from an evaluation standpoint, from a long-term chronic management of traumatic brain injury, that it can be done at a more outpatient facility. It's the continual evaluation and understanding of the changes over time that MR does not do incredibly well today, or we don't use those tools well today. MR is traditionally a very qualitative exam, and it's moving relatively rapidly towards a quantitative tool.
The NFL has another simultaneous partnership going with the equipment manufacturer Under Armour to look at improving safety through equipment. Is there any overlap in the Venn diagram, if you will? Is there a connection between what they're doing with equipment and what you are doing with diagnosis and treatment?
We are partners, and the partners with Under Armour and partners with the NFL, a lot of that information is very easily and quickly shared. So if somebody comes out with a brand new type of mouth guard that they suspect or believe will reduce the severity of a concussion, it may not have a play in what we do, but getting that to market is a critical thing.
This is a huge deal in professional sports and amateur sports today, in military settings. Is it an exciting challenge to be taking on?
It's a very exciting challenge, and it's also really important for trauma. You know, trauma is probably the biggest cause of traumatic brain injury globally. And when in the United States, it's anything on wheels or anything associated with wheels. It's very exciting. Anytime I talk to the team or any friend or colleague about what we're doing with traumatic brain injury, they all say, I know somebody, or it's affected me this way personally. So emotionally, it's very strong. With that emotion comes high motivation. And if the rate of change is so great, then all the better.
This is a partnership with many different stakeholders, but what do you see the NFL doing in the context of this partnership?
In the context of the partnership, well, primarily we have common goals in this partnership. The primary role is funding. You know, it's a joint development. GE is putting in $30 million. The NFL is putting in $30 million. And that $30 million goes to three things. One is challenge grants to quickly migrate technology that's in the hands of anybody who has intellectual property and move that into the marketplace or advance it so that it could potentially be better evaluated. Completing research and development. So there's $10 million to clinical research and development to determine what should go into GE MRI products. And the last component is MRI product development in itself, which is $30 million. So the NFL's goals and GE goals in this joint development are common, and their responsibility is financial, which is equal in partnership with GE as well.
Are you anticipating – obviously things are early on in this partnership, but are you going to work with team physicians, say, and just talk to them about the kinds of challenges that they have? I mean, where are they going to be involved in any part of this, or is this essentially going to be a finished product by the time it gets to a football setting?
So there's a couple things. One is that we've actually worked very closely with University of Purdue. They have done a lot of work with high school players, and they work very closely with the athletic trainers who are on the sidelines, who are seeing the issues on a day-to-day basis and understanding how best to treat the patient. And they're also at the same time using MR to evaluate how the athlete, student-athlete, is progressing after the concussion. Are we working with team physicians? We're working with the NFL physicians. So there's team physicians, but predominantly the NFL has a consultant group of three or four physicians. Specifically, we are working with the Head, Neck, and Spine Committee, and they are part of the Medical Advisory Board to make sure that we are fully aware of the research that is going on, as well as how the NFL is managing players today. And the NFL Players Association is engaged with that closely.
Baldev Ahluwalia, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Mitch.
Baldev Ahluwalia is the premium segment manager in MRI for GE Healthcare. The Milwaukee area company is partnering with the NFL to develop new MRI technology through the NFL's Head Health Initiative. Another break now, and after halftime, we'll focus on the action on the gridiron itself and look ahead to football season with sports contributor Howie Magner. This is Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM.